Paul Jacobs.
Paul Jacobs.
City Talk 105.9.
It's www.citytalk.fm and it's the audio blog for the Paul Jacobs Show. It's the Producers' Cup presented by me, producer Mick, a.k.a. Mick Coyle, and joining me also, Paul Jacobs. How's it going, Paul? You had a week off last week, or a few days, certainly.
I had a week off and I went down south and I saw the kids. I had a really great time. But while I was away, whispering Rob McLaughlin was in the seat, wasn't he? How did you get on with him?
I'll tell you what, well, Rob's an absolute rock. I think Rob is just the... Ultimate pro.
Yeah, well,
his contacts book is unbelievable. The number of people that he just knows and who know him is absolutely first class. Really interesting, actually. You went down to L1, didn't you? Got the sort of exclusive first ever walk around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me and Rob went down on launch day. Just unbelievable scenes down there. Just the number of people. We're in the stand, 200,000 people went down there. And just to see that many people, and everyone was made up. Everyone thought it was just fantastic. And when you came back, when you'd first seen it, no one else had seen it apart from you, I thought, it can't be that great. Surely it's just shops. But down there, it was like something had just landed.
Did you love it? Because you're a very hard man to please. Did you love it?
I tell you, I'll be honest, yeah, I thought it was great. The only thing I didn't like about it was the cinema, I think, looks too big. And my one issue is that because it's in Liverpool city centre, part of you wants to know you're in Liverpool. You want to have maybe a view to the river. Mm. You maybe want to have a view to, the City Talk Tower. You want to have a view to the cathedrals. Now, I understand there is the path down to the docks and all that sort of thing. But in that first area you're in, part of me thought maybe that cinema is a bit too big, possibly.
Now, you like, but you see, you love spending your weekends down the odd real ale. Actually, not the odd real ale, but the odd case. So you take your lovely lady down there. You'd be quite happy to spend 6 or 7 hours down there. That's what it comes down to.
Well, basically. I think that's what they've tried to do as well. Because, I mean, in the past, we've gone to Manchester. We've gone, you have a look around the shops, don't you? Well, your missus looks around the shops. You stand in the background and think, where can I get a bit of food? And then what do you do then? You get something to eat, don't you? You go and have a look at maybe, I don't know, a museum, something like that. And then you get a bit of... might go to a restaurant, get a proper meal in.
You want a nice mix,
but actually you can get a full day. Now, in Liverpool, you could do that, but it was quite disjointed, wasn't it?
Mm.
And I think a large part of that was down to the fact there was all the building work was going on there. Because it wasn't like you could just go down to Pierhead. I mean, you still can't get down there because of a lot of the work that's going down. But you couldn't go Pierhead, then cut across, because there was all this building work going on. Now it's open. I feel like now just the city's just open right out.
It's a brave new world. Is that a thumbs up then?
Absolutely.
Thumbs up from
Have you been down there since you've been back?
No, I haven't. Not since it opened up. I was going to take my little boys. But you know what? My little boy, little girl, we went racing at Haydock instead. Tremendous racing in it. It was a beautiful day and just fantastic. I couldn't have been in a shopping centre, however nice it is at L1 on a very, very hot day. It was 70 degrees plus. You went to Haydock. I couldn't tip a winner, couldn't tip my hat. Alex got the first three winners on the card. Get in there, Alex. Just a great day out for the family. It was superb. If I'd have been down L1 for 5 or 6 hours in that heat, I'd have gone mental. There's not doing that. Not on a
warm day. You'd have been even more money down, wouldn't you?
Yeah, dead. Right.
So you got just for people who don't know, you got a couple of kids, haven't you? Alex is, what is he now?
Alex is 12 now, mate. Yeah, Alex is 12, a big Liverpool fan. Gemma's 9, the athlete of the family, fantastic. And we just have a wonderful time.
What's her sport of choice?
She is an athlete, pure and simple. And she, do you know those clips you see of Tiger Woods when he was a little kid, when he was 3 and 4? And he used to do the full swing all the way back, like a full swing. I can only do like 2/3 swing because I'm old and getting a little bit stiff. She can do the full swing and she hits the ball 130 yards.
Could she?
Yeah.
What was her name? Was it Michelle Wee was the Chinese or Japanese girl?
Gemma is my pension. One way or the other.
Well, your betting, certainly not your pension.
We talked, of course, to Graham Sharp or William Hill, and he's saying a lot of families, basically fathers, when their kids are 3 or 4, come to him and say, listen, okay, I fancy my boy's going to be an England footballer, and he'll give them a prize.
Yeah.
Dare I ask about Gemma maybe getting on the women's PGA tour?
I mean, this was, we were talking to Graham from William Hill on the back of this great story. A guy, bless him, he had cancer. He was told he would die within weeks, if not weeks, just a couple of months. He bet that he would live for another entire year. On June the 1st, went in and picked up his winnings, $5,000. But I mean, what a story. I mean, the interesting thing for me about that story was that if you put the money on and you die, there's no loss.
No, there's no loss.
I mean, other than the fact that you're not around anymore, but then you wouldn't, of course, miss the money. If you put the money on it and live, you've got the money. It's almost like a, It's not a win-win situation because, of course, you might die. But do you see, it's a funny old way of.
But it's a win-win situation if you think of it. If he stays alive, and it's a win situation for William Hill because he does stay alive, it's free PR. Even though they denied it, they loved it. I mean, they were soaking up, weren't they, Mick? They were absolutely. And well done to William Hill for basically, you know, putting their hands out and saying, "Yeah, we'll take the bet on." Hey, but you know, I tell you what, Graham Sharp, he knows what he's talking about. He's been in the business long enough.
So, I'll tell you what. Well speaking of big success, big stories, certainly George Sampson. We had his head teacher on the show after he won Britain's Got Talent. I mean, have you seen him dancing around, spinning on his head?
Can I just see the first time I saw him at the semi-final?
Yeah.
Right. I was watching it on my own. I've got to admit this for the first time. I got up off the sofa and did a little move. I did. You know.
A bit of body popping.
What is it with these dancers and they put their hands on their crutch and they move? What's all that? What is that about?
I don't know, but have you noticed on that new advert for the drench water brains when he's doing it? He actually does the same thing. It's an old Michael Jackson thing, isn't it?
Friend of the show. I've been lots of friends of the show I've seen all over the place of late, you know. All over the place.
Go on.
Unbelievable.
I'll tell you who's on the Breakfast News, Dr. Pat Spungen.
Pat Spungen.
Friend of the show from raisingkids.co.uk.
See, what people have to realise out there, Mick, is when we actually interview them or we speak to them on the phone, we have no idea what they look like. And you form this image in your mind. And they form their image in their minds about you and me. I'm sure of it. And there's Pat sitting down. Lovely lady. Blonde hair. Talk sense. Definite friend of the show. Seasoned friend of the show. Platinum friend of the show. As of many others.
What did she look like? Who would play her in a film?
That's a good one, isn't it?
See, I'd have her sort of as like a Glenn Close type.
She's slightly more rotund than Glenn Close.
Right.
But in a nice kind of way.
Right.
Very friendly looking face.
Okay. Yeah, she's absolutely lovely.
Clever lady.
I tell you, also lovely from the Worldwide Watch, Barbara Jordan.
But I'm going to meet Barbara. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take her for lunch.
Barbara is the chief reporter at the Run Corner Witness World, joins us every Wednesday on City Talk quarter to five.
And she's on holiday.
She does go on a few holidays, it seems. But she's just the most lovely person. So, it's always a pleasure, isn't it, when she comes on board?
I'll take her out for I'll pay for the main course. You pay for the alcoholic beverages, is that right? Because you know more about alcohol than I do. Worldwide Watch every day, of course, on the show, isn't it, Mick, in the first hour. And we have a different person from a different publication or internet site, which is linked locally. And I love it. I love it. It's very interesting, actually. I think it's one of the main themes of the show.
Well, it's one of them things, isn't it, where there's that many stories we touch on the show, there's that many stories the City Talk news team touch on, there's that many stories you hear and read about in the papers, and then there's the other things which, you know, the only way you could get them is to be a local journalist in these local areas and to be able to go out and get them. Otherwise, these stories would never come to the fore. We've got a great, great bank of them. Quarter to five there on citytalk.fm. You can tune in, listen to that live, or listen again as well. You can do. It comes on the air about quarter to five, Mondays to Fridays. We had an interesting story on the other day about kids going to nurseries and this idea that parents basically didn't have any money. And therefore, we're getting their grandparents' parents to bring up their kids. And we're asking that question, you know, what's better for your kids, nurseries or nanas? Now, Paul, I've got to ask you as well. You mentioned this on the show, but just tell us what you did in terms of bringing up your kids. Did they go to nursery?
Yeah.
Did you get the family involved?
No, they went to nursery. Alex went to nursery when he was like 5 months old. Well, it wasn't so much a nursery. It was more like a child keeper, a child carer. He didn't learn all that much, but he integrated with other kids. But we were dead lucky. And I have to say, there are a lot of people out there who don't have the trust in the system. But what is really, really scary is that every family who earn less than a certain amount of thousands of pounds every year, the income is under a certain amount, do get free child nursery places. But there are so many poor nurseries around. And there are a lot of people that don't trust nurseries anymore in today's society. And I can understand that. They'd rather go to Nan. They'd rather go for Nan and Grandad or Auntie and Uncle because they feel safe. And that is the main point of today's childcare. Safety and trust. And you guys out there, the voices of Liverpool, I don't blame you at all for keeping it in the family. I do not blame you at all.
The number of people we spoke to and said, look, I'd love to. It's almost great to get the kids off your hands, send them to a nursery. But they were talking about the cost between £400-600 a month.
It's scary.
It's absolutely. It's almost like it's not even worth because say you get a minimum wage job, so you're earning between 11 and maybe between 10 and 12,000 pounds a year.
Yeah.
Bringing home a month, almost all your salary is gone straight away. Gone. So you're better off actually staying at home.
Right, when you have your first kid, you bring him to me. Or we'll have a little creche in the studio, yeah?
That's
make
what we
the
need.
Producer junior.
I tell you what, right, if you open the doors of the tower, first thing in the morning, yeah. So drop your kids off here, we'll set them up in the city cafe with a little pool.
With Dino! Would you trust him? He'd give them a fairy cake each, wouldn't he?
He'd be good with kids, Dino.
I think he would be a good mum, yeah.
I've got to say, we're not mourning the loss, but we've lost a member of the team, Paul, on Drive Time.
Auntie Ash, researcher. Extraordinaire.
Now you call her auntie. No, she's got at least 20 years on you. She's only 22, 23.
You see, what people have to remember who listen to the show regularly is that I may be with the presenter, but I'm the one of bear of very little brain. The brains come from you because when we come in the morning, we do the stories. Mick is the one that sees a story quicker than I by a long way. And Ash used to make these pertinent comments as well. And I'm sitting there totally dumbfounded. I just go behind the mic and talk. I have to honestly say, and I'm not saying it now because I'm on the mic with Mick and we're doing this blog, that the show just wouldn't be there. Wouldn't be there if it hadn't been for you two, and that was just one of you left. So the responsibility's all yours now.
She's actually
she's gone.
She finished her degree course, so she was doing some stuff with us. She's for the first 4 months of the station.
I can't believe she's been with us.
So she's really done a great job in sort of setting up the Drive Time show. She's in Thailand though now, so she'll be picking us up through the website on citytalk.fm.
Yep.
She's in Thailand. She's traveling around there. I think 3.5 weeks she's doing, and then she's coming back. She's going to be working at City Talk. She's not going to be working directly, though, on our show. So she's still going to be around, but we pay tribute to the contribution. You've probably heard it. If you listen to the show regularly, when we go out and about on the street, you'll have heard Ash speaking to people. She was the queen of the Vox Pop as well, wasn't she?
She is lovely!
And we have to say this week as well, we've got somebody else in. Vicky, or Vinicky, as you keep calling her, well, because you can't remember whether...
When Paul first met her,
I was all right. So this is Vicky. Now, Vicky's from she's from Gresford, in between Wrexham and Chester. And this is Vicky. She's with us for couple of weeks doing some work experience, Paul. Yeah. Right, Vicky. Yeah, nice one. Nikki, so what's going on? I was like, Paul, it's Vicky. Nate.
Hello,
so,
Nikki.
Hello,
Nikki.
She's developed the nickname Vinicky.
Vinicky, bless her. And she's been very good. And she's going to get some of the friends in to help us as well. She's only here for a week. Oh. And the team changes again.
Well, the hardcore of the team. Because the other thing as well, also on the buttons, we have Carlos. Now, Carlos is getting married in 9 weeks, is it? I think it's 9 weeks he's getting married. Vicky is also engaged, not to Carlos. Yeah. I mean, why is it? Have you got any plans to get married?
No, what are you waiting for? Come on. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. 3 out of 3 is even better.
Yeah, you want to go out and buy a new hat?
I want to get
like
one.
Like Scylla.
I want to get a nice, sexy big hat. No, the reason why I want you to get married is I want to take you on your stag night.
Oh, you're the last person I'd invite.
But you know I'm going to get in there some way, somehow. You'd just be worried about who I'm going to bring along, aren't you?
Dread to think, though, when you're
what are you looking forward to in the next week or two, Mick? What's exciting you about the show?
We've got a couple of great things coming up. Next week, we're down at the... Oh, now, you've been going on about the tennis.
Come on! Anyone for tennis?
For a few months now. Yeah. As soon as this was on the cards, we were like, we will be down there.
Calder Stones,
that's it. Pat Cash is going to be there. Iana Novotna. Paul Jacobs and the Drive Time show is going to be coming live from Calder Stones Tuesday the 12th, or Thursday the 12th.
So I want to look deep into the eyes of Martina Hingis. Yeah. See if she'll have a Swiss roll with me. Oh, get on the court and play one. Are you any good at tennis? I mean, I'm rubbish.
I mean, I was okay actually, but I've honestly not played for years because I'm quite tall though. I've got a mean old serve on me.
You've got a whiplash of a serve,
haven't absolutely.
You? But, Mick, but how tall? 6 foot.
6 foot 3.
6 foot 3, and I'm only 5 foot 8, so you know the difference. So if there's a row about the show, Mick always wins. I just stand down and walk away because I'm scared of him. So we're doing that. What else have we got coming
up? We've got the volunteer week is happening this week, depending on when you're listening to the audio blog. But Paul's going to be down there. Paul, tell us about where you're going to be Thursday.
We're going to be at Wirral. They call it is Wirral, not the Wirral, isn't it?
I call it the Wirral.
It is. No, it's Wirral. Why worry about Wirral? It is Wirral, not the Wirral. We're going to be kids' home, isn't it? for terminally ill kids, so we're going to be down there at Wirral. I'm really looking forward to it because it's something I've always wanted to do, something very, very close to my heart, because a friend of the family actually died when he was very young, 7 and a half, of leukaemia, which my mum was involved. And I just feel the need to be involved in something like this. It's not me being Do Good Johnny and for the sake of the show. It's because I want to do it personally in any case, and I would have done it. So that's going to be on Thursday. Then hopefully the following week we'll do something about travel, aren't we? Travelling into the city.
Yeah, anyone who comes into Liverpool city centre, obviously people travel from just outside, maybe from further afield, will know that there are umpteen different ways of doing it. You can walk if you're mad. You can cycle. A lot of people starting to cycle into work. You can get the train network, the Metro Merseyrail network. You can get the bus or you can drive. Now, anyone who drives into Liverpool just has this. If you ever say to them, how do you get into Liverpool? If they say they drive, they go, oh, drive. And it's never like, they never say, oh, yeah, drive. Yeah, it's dead easy. Yeah, park up right near my work. Doesn't cost me a penny. Nobody ever says that. It's always like, yeah, drive.
Can I tell you the one I'm really worried about when we do it? We're going to do a different form of transport mode every day is when I cycle in. I am absolutely scared of doing that. I really am scared because some of the drivers are nutters. Nutters!
Well, is there no cycle lane on that route you take, the 86 route?
There is part of the way. What I might do is I might take a double route and do the 86 and also do another route later in the week. I might do a cycle on the Monday and the Friday.
Yeah.
Do you know? So I might do the Dock Road. I might do Otispool. Dock Road for the second part of the week. Oh, just listen.
But you mix it up, don't you? You'll come in on the Merseyrail one day.
Merseyrail,
or you'll get the bus.
86, the famous 86. There's more 86 buses that come along every hour than passengers that get on the buses, okay? It's the greatest service on God's earth.
And it's fantastic. And it's not that expensive.
No, it's not. It's £1.50, it's fine.
It's certainly not as expensive as
how do you get? How do
parking.
You
I'm a train. I'm a train
You're
man.
A train boy. Okay.
But,
right.
I mean...
Train spotter. Love it.
I just think train is the easiest way. The problem is the train service I get, and we'll touch on this when we go to air with this in a few weeks' time, is just the quality of the trains. I won't say at the moment which network and who's running it and all that, but I'll mention it a little bit nearer the time about the standards. When you see some of the trains that are coming into Lime Street, and you see the ones that I'm forced to get on.
So that's going to be hopefully the week after next or next week. Very quickly, I think at the end of each blog that we do, we're going to say something about each other that nobody knows on the show, yeah?
So I have to say it about you.
Say it about, I'm going to say about you first of all. So what do you think? And the thing you don't know about Mick is he's very clever. Yeah, you can tell he's brainy. He's clever. He's a man of the world. He's very quick-witted for sure. There's no doubt about that. That's the plus points. The minus points are not minus points in his point of view. They're massive plus points. It's some of the things he likes doing in his spare time. He's just a game madman. You're a game madman, aren't you?
That's a game madman.
Game. You are.
Yeah, if anyone's listened to this on it.
G-A-M-E.
People talk about, your Nintendos and all that. I'm mad into all that. I'll admit it.
So what's it all about? Come on. What's it all about?
Well, I just think it's just another form of entertainment, isn't it?
It's not fit. It's not healthy. Why
well, Wii Fit, there you go. Nintendo, they've just brought out a new console, which is a fitness console, which you can stand on, you can run, exercise, bounce, jog, stretch, yoga.
See, that's how clever he is. He turns everything in his favour. He's just a clever one.
And when I'm trying to think about something that I can say about you, Paul, to drop you in it, I mean, God. There's that many things that you do.
Yeah,
but the problem is, Paul, you're that honest. You go to air with it and you'll go on and you'll say, you'll never guess what I did. You'll never guess who I saw and said this to. It was really embarrassing. So let me try to think of something secretive about you that... I tell you what, next time we do the blog, I'll have a
I got away with it.
But I can't think of anything yet. But I think saying that I like playing video games is not a particularly...
I don't know whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay. You're listening to the producer's cut of the Paul Jacobs Drive Time Show on citytalk.fm. Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll be back next week. Until then, we'll catch you later. Bye-bye now. Say goodbye, Paul.
Bye-bye, Paul.
Paul Jacobs.
Paul Jacobs.
City Talk 105.9.